The Wisconsin Judicial Commission says there's probable cause that Justice Michael Gableman violated ethics laws by falsely claiming in a campaign ad that his opponent freed a child molester using a legal loophole.
For a century and a half, the Supreme Court was never once put in a position of having to discipline one of its own members for judicial misconduct, for ethical violations. And now, in the span of a matter of months, the court is being put in this position twice.
Mike McCabe with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says it shows our system for judicial elections is in trouble.
They've become overtly partisan, and the nature of the campaigning has just gone straight down into the gutter.
McCabe says the state needs to reform the way justices are elected to keep the third-party influence out of the process. Otherwise, more violations are likely.
Unless we change the way we elect our Supreme Court and get back to the point where we can trust that the public can have an opportunity to elect a court that earns the public's trust and deserves the public's support, we're going to see a lot more of this.
A judicial panel will determine if Gableman should face any penalties. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.